Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. Pardon the frog in my throat here. And it is Monday, September 19th, 2016, start of a brand new week here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There, much better. The phone lines are open. The toll-free number is working, 800-313-9443. Quick little program note, Margot Kidder, the actress who played Lois Lane in the Superman movies of the late 70s, early 80s, will be our guest tomorrow, talking about her article, My Fellow Americans, We Are Fools. And the article actually came out a while ago, but Margot Kidder is an activist now. She's been very busy. She was up in Dakota with the oil pipeline protest, which is still not getting a lot of news coverage, especially since the big pipeline break over in Alabama, Georgia, has all of a sudden vindicated the concerns of everybody who's protesting pipelines going across their property. And they're not talking about that. This could be as bad on the ground as the Deepwater Horizon was out in the Gulf of Mexico. We're already talking, they've acknowledged something like 600,000 gallons of oil is spilled out into the rivers and lakes and all over the ground there. And they've declared states of emergency trying to deal with this. All it's going to take is one strike of lightning or one careless cigarette, and they're going to have a really, really hard time about what's going on over there. Now then, I'd like to talk about Hillary's corruptions, the pay for play going all the way to the White House, things in Syria and so forth. But as you know, we've got bombs. We have bombs, bombs to the left of us, bombs to the right of us. And this whole thing is an obvious false flag. Somebody's going around there filling up pressure cookers with Tannerite, which is this very low-order explosive used at shooting ranges. You shoot a little bottle full of this stuff, it makes a really entertaining flash and a bang. Don't even need a license to buy it, although I'm sure that's going to be changing with this. And this is pretty much all the news that they have out there. And it's been kind of interesting. Hillary Clinton actually took Donald Trump to task for saying there's been a bombing in New York. And, of course, now that's what everybody knows what it was. She even used the word bombing herself. But that was edited out conveniently by the corporate media. I mean, they're just desperate to find anything they can attack Donald Trump with. And now Hillary's campaign and the corporate media have egg on their faces for chastising Donald Trump over saying it was a bombing when it turned out to be a bombing. And Hillary gave a little bit of an impromptu press announcement on her airplane. And boy, did she look bad. She looked like she was barely awake. She looked like she was going to fall over any second on that whole situation. Now, New York Governor Cuomo is out there saying there is a foreign connection to the bombing attacks and was out there spreading all that. And so the question is, who are they going to frame for this? Probably Syria, because they're in deep trouble over in Syria right now. Or could be a toss-up between Russia and Saudi Arabia. But here's where it gets really interesting, because all of a sudden they're realizing belatedly that this idea that there's been more bombings in the United States does two things. One, it bolsters Donald Trump's agenda for a stronger immigration policy, because, yes, the key suspect they've just arrested is an immigrant. And apparently he is not unknown to the police. He was trying to sue them over what he called persecution based on profiling because it was a Muslim. And the other thing, of course, is that once again we are having it rubbed in our face that all of this NSA spying on law-abiding American citizens does not, in fact, stop terrorists. All this groping of our crotches by TSA at the airports doesn't stop terrorism, just gives them an opportunity to steal undies from women's luggage. This bombing episode all over New York, New Jersey, something like five devices of which two detonated, shows us once again the entire federal government security apparatus is a complete and utter failure and a fraud, a complete waste of taxpayer money. You want to stop terrorism, you stop messing about with other people's countries, if that is indeed what's going on here. A lot of people were pointing out the very close timing between this bombing and the U.S. Attack on Syrian forces in Syria. I personally think it's a distraction, because now all of a sudden the corporate media have got something to talk about that isn't how the U.S. literally committed an act of war against the Syrian army. We'll be getting into that a little bit later. They're pointing out the fact that this New York City attacker used exactly the same bomb as the Boston bomber. Maybe they hired the same security company to go around and stage this one. And maybe they set up this guy as a patsy because he was, in fact, suing the police for abusive behavior on their part. We're going to take a minute here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the bombings that took place in New York, the bombs that were found in New Jersey. To me, it looks like it's a false flag to try and desperately distract the corporate media away from the U.S. attack on Syrian forces, the new revelations coming out of the DNC leaks that the pay-for-play went right up to the Obama White House itself, Hillary's various other issues, corruptions, questions about her health, because that's all the media is talking about today. We've got bombs for you. Here a bomb, there a bomb, everywhere a bomb, bomb, E-I-E-I-O, because that's what the corporate media does, keeps you distracted, dazzled, and confused. Now, New York City has declared the highest state of alert since 9-11. They're already trying to say 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. And of course, it's going to be an absolute nightmare for traffic just when the UN General Assembly is getting ready to meet. And that's something else they want a distraction from, because at the New York General Assembly, the United States is going to be taken to task over the fact that they just attacked the Syrian army. Now, the U.S. is out there trying to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It's just a mistake. We're going to be dealing with that in a little bit. Now, getting onto the campaign trail, Barack Obama effectively put himself on the November ballot over the weekend. He was out there speaking to the Congressional Black Caucus dinner on Saturday night and said that he, President Obama, would take it as a personal insult to his legacy if blacks don't get out and support Hillary Clinton. In other words, Obama has just turned the November election into a referendum on his own administration, and that may well backfire. But what really has a lot of people upset, can you imagine if some white guy got up there and said, it's a personal insult if white voters don't vote for Donald Trump? There'd be a media firestorm. Trump the racist, Trump the racist. And here we have the president of the United States of America race-baiting blacks to get them to support Hillary Clinton. I understand his desperation. Support for Hillary among the black voters is cratering right now. Now, Bill Clinton is out there on the campaign trail campaigning for his wife in those places that she is just physically unable to get to. And he's trying to make this whole pay-for-play scandal going away, saying it's natural for allies and friends to call and ask for things. It's not exactly what happened. These weren't friends. These were people who donated to the Clinton Foundation. Of course, I guess from the Clintons' point of view, if you give them money, that makes you a friend. If you won't give them money, that makes you an enemy. But he's glossing over the fact that there are laws against such corruption by officials. There are laws that say you cannot personally profit from your office. And here is the crux of the matter. People were donating to Bill and Hillary Clinton's personal foundation in order to get access to and favors from Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. That's about as corrupt as it can get. Now, Hillary is making her rounds on the campaign trail. They're very short appearances. She's still not drawing any crowds. In fact, if you go back to that news conference she had in Greensboro, the first one after her little stumble on 9-11, it turns out they faked that one, too. The crowd in the foreground has been added in, because if you look at the cell phone cameras, what is on their screen does not match the background. No flags, no Hillary. It's another put-up fake job. But Hillary's out there on the campaign trail and said that religious beliefs about abortion have to be changed. Now, she's pushing the abortion agenda, but she shouldn't have put it quite that way because she just lost, if she ever had any, the Christian vote on that one. Religious people get very, very touchy when they're told their beliefs must change. Hillary Clinton is back to playing the woman card. She was speaking to reporters outside her campaign plane last Thursday. And basically saying somewhere in the future, there'll be a PhD thesis about how sexism worked against me in 2016. Hillary's out there trying to say that the only people who could be opposed to her, they're sexist. They just don't want a woman president. And again, I don't have a problem with a woman as president. I have a problem with that individual as a president. There's nothing sexist about this. The issues are Benghazi, election fraud, secret private server with classified material, using the Clinton Foundation as a cover for tax evasion, hiring cronies, taking bribes from foreign countries, and on and on and on, turning Libya into chaos. More about that a little bit further into the show. The list of crimes and corruptions is endless, and that is the reason I'm opposed to Hillary Clinton. Not because she's a woman. It's got nothing to do with it, and it's an act of utter desperation on Hillary's part to be out there saying, oh, pay no attention to all the dead bodies and the corruption and everything. The only people who aren't voting for me, they just hate women. They're being sexist. No, actually, we're very, very concerned about the future of our country is what's going on here. Now, over in the Hillary campaign, they're starting to really feel the pressure, and they're beginning to panic because Hillary's poll numbers are dropping, and where they're dropping most is in the demographics Hillary had assumed were hers for the taking all along, meaning minorities. Hillary Clinton is losing support from the black and Hispanic voters, and she was counting on them to push her over the top, or at least get her close enough where the election riggers could steal it for her. And she's losing them. And mostly it's over that trustworthiness issue. It's like the Black Lives Matter leaders came on out and said, Hillary is saying exactly what we want to hear. We have no way of knowing she'll ever keep her word about it. And that really is the crux of Hillary's problem. Nobody can believe a word she says. All right, let's take a phone call. Roseanne in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Remember when you've been saying a lot, be careful about them poisoning the well and
yes.
Careful what we believe in. I did see the video with the quote-unquote faked rally in Greensboro. I was going to go. I couldn't find anybody to go with me, and I don't trust going alone, although I've been to several Trump rallies by myself, and I'm not afraid to go there. But I did find a local video taken by Channel 14 Time Warner, and I saw the whole layout of the venue at that college, and it didn't look like that video that I saw at all as far as the fakeness goes. Mm-hmm. I just think they mess with the optics on how they place the people really far away from her, but from a camera angle from the back, it looks different. They look way closer than they really are. So I'm going to go ahead and send you the video that I found, and I have a feeling that one video that I saw on YouTube was slathering little jam on the bread because there were people behind her.
We're not questioning that there were people behind her. The issue was, and I got sent this video a lot, there are people in the foreground who are holding up their cell phone cameras to take a picture. And, you know, at first they were saying, you can't see Hillary in the cell phone cameras. And I thought exactly the same thing that you could. They're far away from her. The video's being shot with a telephoto. But then somebody else pointed out, hey, the entire stage, which was festooned with flags, that's not visible in the videos either. And it ought to be. So there is reason to think there's something funny. Okay?
Well, and I just want to send you the video so you can see for yourself is all.
Thank you.
I appreciate
that.
I just want to send it to you.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, moving on here. Interesting little story coming out of the New York Post, no less. The liberal establishment's Clinton obsession is blowing up in its face. Actually, the establishment as a whole, got behind Hillary Clinton, and it's blowing up in their face. Look how much election fraud took place during the Democratic primaries. Look how hard they were trying to derail Donald Trump because they wanted Jeb Bush in there or somebody else who can be controlled. And they have bet the entire farm on Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton is melting right before their eyes. And as far as the Democrats are concerned, I made this prediction back when Hillary stole the nomination. The Democrats are now chained to Hillary Clinton, and when she goes down, the Democrats will go down with her, just like the Republican Party did with Richard Nixon, and it took them 10 years to recover from that. It's going to take the Democrats just as long to recover from Hillary Clinton, because if Donald Trump succeeds in taking the White House, there is going to be a cottage industry of books about all that the Clintons were doing, all that the Bushes were doing, all the evil that came out of that gun and drug running operation back in Arkansas in the 1980s, that's all going to be pouring on out because the American people are going to realize something went wrong with this country and they're going to want to know what it is. They'll never get it off the corporate media. And this is going to be when the independent media really stands up and takes its proper place within our society. Now, speaking of the corporate media, interesting little video we have linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. They were commenting on the aftermath over at CNN, the aftermath of how Donald Trump was able to use the press conference where they were going to try and grill him over the birther situation, and he turned it into this huge endorsement by high-ranking decorated military. And then at the end he said, I rechecked and Obama was born in this country, end of story. Yanked the rug out from under them. The reporters were so angry, they literally vandalized the stage after Trump had left. That was on video, and there was this newscaster in the front, and she's like looking over her shoulder and just shaking her head at the childishness of it all. So over at CNN, they're talking about the birther announcement and Hillary's recovery after Donald Trump came on out and said Obama was born in this country, was to come on out and say, well, this was all Donald Trump's idea in the first place. He may not be saying it now, but he was saying it before. He was at the forefront. This was all his idea. And CNN's fact checker was saying, no, actually, they were having a roundtable discussion and said, this came out of Hillary's campaign in 2008. And the moderator there for CNN was saying, I have a hard time believing that. And literally going around the table, everybody said, oh, yeah, we all know it came out of Hillary's campaign. And CNN cuts away from this discussion and immediately goes to another news story. That's why we call CNN the Clinton News Network, maybe, or the Clinton Nonsense Network. Certainly no news there. Now, Hillary's media arm, liberal news outlet ShareBlue, and it's owned by the head of the super PAC, Correct the Record, which is Hillary's online goon squad that goes on out and hurls abuse and bad names at anybody who doesn't love their empress. And they're out, literally out there with a story saying it's time for the Secret Service to arrest Donald Trump. I mean, that is third world dictatorship on display. We can't win the election. We're going to arrest the competition. Now, the Secret Service does not have any reason to be talking to Donald Trump. He has not threatened the physical person of Hillary Clinton. He's threatening to spoil her little game plan to be first president of the United States of America. But that's not the job of the Secret Service to protect that part of it. Another story from the New York Post, inside the scramble to cover up Clinton's private email server. And they're talking about more of these leaked internal emails showing that these IT executives were discussing the fact that they've been ordered to purge emails. And they were figuring out how can we distance ourselves from what is obviously some very shady goings on. They were calling it Hillary's cover-up operation. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, as you know, along with DNC leaks and various other things coming on out, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are preparing to uncork what is being called the October Surprise. And they're already beginning to tease some of the content there. In tweets and in interviews with Julian Assange himself. And Assange apparently is getting ready to release a bunch of documents that relate to the many dead bodies piling up around the Clintons, in particular, the six most recent deaths over the last couple of months. Seth Rich, John Ash, and so forth. And so this could really be quite damaging. And I think the only reason Obama has not ordered a drone strike on the Ecuadorian embassy is because it is in London, and it's really bad form to drop weapons on one of your closest allies. Now, getting on to the campaign trail, Donald Trump's surge in the polls is explained not just with dissatisfaction of Hillary Clinton, a growing apprehension about her moral and physical decrepitude. But it also is because he revamped his campaign. Remember, a while back, he fired his old campaign manager that was trying to get him to campaign in a more traditional mode that was going to favor Hillary Clinton, who knows how to deal with that. And instead, Donald Trump acted like a businessman. Management isn't working. Fire the management. Get new management. and it seems to be working. And Trump is projecting an image as optimistic but realistic about the country's future, and emphasizing his strengths as a negotiator and a deal maker, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who's over there still thumping her chest and talking about flinging missiles at Russia and China. Latest Los Angeles Times poll, Donald Trump at 47.7%, Clinton at 41.0%. And Donald Trump is gaining with the black voters. Remember I mentioned a little while ago, Hillary had counted on women and minorities as solidly in her corner. They're not. They're getting turned off on the message. And it's not just the blacks and the Hispanics. More and more women are realizing that Hillary can get on out there and talk about supporting women's rights. And then you look at the way Hillary Clinton treated all of the victims of her husband's sexual aggressions, sexual assaults, and her accepting money from and being friends with foreign governments that are notorious for oppressing women. So again, it's that trustworthiness issue coming on back. And we are looking at an election in which simply having the most money is no longer a guarantee of victory. Now, 13 states, 13 states, according to the latest polls, are now in play. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, New Hampshire, Nevada, Virginia. The surge is turning into a wave. People are so desperate to get into his rallies, there's actually ticket scalpers now who've gone on out and they buy the tickets early, and people want to get into Trump's rallies. They're paying as much as $200 per ticket to the scalpers. You know that's popularity when the scalpers are moving on in to make a quick profit here. Latest polls are showing that Trump will likely take Ohio, Florida, Indiana, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina, and Georgia, assuming the vote rigging can be stopped and he's not shot. And if you stop looking at the polling numbers and start looking at the Electoral College votes, he looks to be getting the 274 EC votes that will win him the presidency. Now, Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus is warning that GOP politicians who are still refusing to back Donald Trump and are still actively opposing him, the never-Trumpers, that they may feel the pain their next elections. Most of the never-Trumpers are ones who are not standing for re-election in November because the writing is on the wall. They may find themselves voted out of office next election. And they should be. If we can get Donald Trump into the White House, it is urgent that we give him a Congress who will work with him. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Hillary's goons are attacking not only my server, but apparently for some reason, the BAM user connection for the video stream that goes to the show is cutting in and out. So they're playing their usual games and throwing their usual tantrums and rolling around on the floor and saying, "You're saying bad things about Hillary again. Words hurt. Words hurt. Make him go away, mommy." Now, over in Russia, Vladimir Putin's party wins landslide victory in the Duma elections. He's very popular with his own people, and that's an issue for the American political establishment, because nobody in our government has anywhere near the popularity that Putin does. And the Putin bashing is ratcheting up, even though nobody's buying it. In fact, last night, Claire and I were watching the National Geographic Channel. They had a series of shows about the Titanic, and they were just advertising the heck out of an upcoming series of specials facing Putin. And the commercials were loaded with all this stuff about Putin, you know, does terrible things. Putin dances barefoot on shag carpet, and Putin tears the tags off of his couch cushions. Putin passes wind in the elevators and so forth. And just really trying to ramp it up. And all National Geographic is going to do is further erode public trust in their output, as it were, especially because they've been on the forefront of pushing human-caused global warming all this time. So he did very, very well over there. Now, there's been a very horrible incident that happened over in Syria. And there we are. Basically, what it comes down to is over the weekend, the U.S. coalition bombed a Syrian military base. And the base was engaged in a fight with ISIS. And they were on the verge of overwhelming ISIS. And all of a sudden, the U.S. comes on in with an airstrike using white phosphorus. Now, that is a war crime to use white phosphorus on human targets. And the U.S. came out and said, whoops, our bad, an accident, all those Syrians look alike to us. That's certainly not the point of view that we're getting from Assad's government. They view the attacks as intentional. Russia's out there saying, very obviously, we've known this all along, but now it's obvious to everybody, the U.S. is supporting and protecting ISIS. It was an act of sheer desperation or possibly a provocation. And what made it really obvious what was going on is that ISIS attacked just 7 minutes after the air bombardment stopped. Which means somebody said, we are not bombing any longer. And ISIS said, okay, we're going to go on in and we're going to attack. And they went on in and took over some territory. The Syrian army promptly took it back. And it's a huge embarrassment. Now, the U.S. is still out there saying it was an accident. And they were out there attacking these Syrian troops, which is an act of war, with F-16s and with A-10s. Now, the F-16s are out there with GPS and guidance systems and so forth. But A-10s, because they're ground support aircraft, when they're deployed, they're sent out with what are called joint terminal air controllers on the ground calling in the strikes. So there were controllers on the ground that knew what the targets actually were. Danish fighters took part in this. Two Danish F-16s were part of this. It was just the whole gang was there. The Australian defense minister admits they were involved with this, but says the strikes are going to continue in Syria. You know, one of these days, mate, we'll get it right. Just trust us. Everybody makes a mistake now and then. Great Britain admits they were involved in this attack on the Syrian army. So we've got the United States, Great Britain, Australia, Denmark, and who knows who all else all took part in what is being claimed to be an accidental bombing of Assad's troops. And the fact that ISIS attacked those troops just 7 minutes after the airstrike is just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence, really. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, there's speculation, according to this article in Sputnik News, that the reason the U.S. just hauled off and committed an act of war against Syria was to obfuscate the fact that they've lost control in Syria. They're on the verge of getting kicked out. Now, the U.S. desperately tried to make this somehow Russia's fault by claiming, well, Russia was informed. They knew where we were going. If we hit the Syrian army, it's because the Russians wanted us to. Russia, of course, is saying no, there was no coordination, and they're pointing out that it's because the U.S. has refused to cooperate and coordinate with Russia that this happened, if it's really an accident, and I don't think it was. Not too surprisingly, Syria has said the ceasefire is now over, and all of the terrorist groups and the moderate rebels are now targets. And it's escalated even further than that. Israeli warplanes have been attacking Syria to the south. Russia has now told Syria that as far as they're concerned, it's time for Syria to start shooting down Israeli warplanes. And what that means is that Russia will step in if Israel tries to escalate and retaliate. That'll bring in the U.S. and we'll be off in World War III for real. Now, Samantha Power did not make a very good impression over at the United Nations Security Council. She really didn't have anything to work with. And everybody who was in that meeting were looking at Samantha Power and saying she wasn't dressed up. She looked schlumpy. She looked like she'd just been dragged out of bed, and even worse, looked like she had a really bad hangover. So that when the Russian delegation is speaking about what happened, Samantha Power walks out to the lobby outside and grabs a bunch of reporters and starts screaming about all the horrible things Russia's doing. Russia's bombing hospital. Russia's, you know, going to blow up the moon or whatever the heck she was saying. Because she didn't have anything that she could say in that Security Council. Yes, the U.S. and its allies attacked the Syrian army. Period. End of discussion. Now, among the many leaks coming on out about what's been going on with Hillary Clinton and her private server is the revelation that a primary motive to go into Libya was, as we had suggested, Gaddafi's gold and silver reserves, on which Gaddafi was basing a new currency. He had the gold dinar, and he was going to have a smaller currency backed by silver. And these, of course, were threats to the paper fiat currency of the United States and Europe. And that was the reason, a primary reason, to go into Libya, fake a revolution, kill Gaddafi, and destroy his solid, trustworthy currency. Because the rest of Africa was already saying they wanted to switch to the gold dinar. They didn't want to use the dollar anymore. It's completely unreliable. It's completely untrustworthy. Story coming out of Global Times talking about how China's sea fleet is showing tremendous growth. They have a lot of modern vessels, training, and structure. They're very, very capable. They're modern, new, well-maintained ships. Meanwhile, the Navy is still dealing with both of their new littoral combat ships being dry docked for major problems. The F-35, which was declared ready for combat, they've already had to ground a bunch of them because the insulation in the fuel tanks is starting to crack and peel. That debris gets into the jet engines, it clogs the fuel jets, and the engines flame out. And what's the U.S. Navy doing? You're not going to believe this. They're now mandating transgender sensitivity training for sailors. I'm sorry, this is the Navy. And I think there are more important things for them to be trained on, especially given how close we are to outright war. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Karen in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, hello there. If you're not well-versed in this subject, that's just fine. But the question is about the Federal Reserve. If it takes you off topic, I can call another day. But the question is, does a bank or a credit union basically have to do a mother may I or get the Federal Reserve's permission in order to establish itself? I mean, do banks exist with the permission and consent of the Federal Reserve?
Well, they have to have a relationship with the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is the source of all the currency, but banks also have to comply with both federal and state banking regulatory agencies. It's a very, very complicated process.
Okay, and then how would we get a copy of what the Federal Reserve asks of, you know, of those of banks and credit unions wishing to have a relationship with it? Do you know what where the criteria and the rules and regulations can be found?
I imagine the first place to look would be at the Federal Reserve's own website or a Google search. I'm not familiar with that information myself or where it's available because I frankly haven't seriously considered setting up a bank anytime recently. I'm sure it's out there to be found. And what you might want to do is I assume that you have an account either at a bank or a credit union. And you might just pull the manager aside one day and say, you know, what are the regulatory hurdles they make you go over before you can open your door?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to John in Texas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to say, do you know the type of troops that were hit in that airstrike?
There were Syrian regular army, and apparently
No, No, there's what's holding that Deir ez-Zor province on those hilltops is a special force system that's the Syrian Republican Guard that was there. And it's basically like their special forces, and they're holding off, you know, because Deir ez-Zor has like a civilian population of like 300,000. And from what I'm thinking is this is like an assurance to the jihadists that the U.S. is still on your side, because even though they were kicked out, I think they were kicked out of eastern Syria by some rebel groups. I think this is just an assurance, because it couldn't have been a mistake, because those people took back Deir ez-Zor, and they've been there for 2.5 years.
Yeah, there's no way that this was a mistake. There's no way that this was a mistake, and it was an obvious provocation. The U.S. is out there saying accident, but we know the U.S. has never given up their original agenda in Syria, which was to force Assad out, and they are on the verge of losing. Syria and Russia and Iran and now Turkey working together are on the verge of eradicating all these U.S. proxies inside Syria. We're looking at this generation's version of Vietnam and the possible derailment of the entire war agenda. And that, I think, is the reason why the U.S. just went off and did such a reckless thing. And possibly they're trying to provoke a response by Syria, which would justify a wider invasion. Or they're hoping to provoke Russia into some kind of an action that can get World War III going for real. Because with Donald Trump literally one state away from being the next president, the war hawks are going to start World War III before he can take office and pull the plug.
Oh, he's going to be president, because, I mean, he's on board with the whole terrorist idea. I mean, he doesn't. I mean, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully he's just plain stupid. He's going to be like, you know what? Like you said, I'm going to be friends with everybody. But I don't know if he could put the two together, you know, the airstrike, and then all of a sudden we have like these. What? How many? Like more than 5 things happening in the U.S. That couldn't be a coincidence. And now that's all.
No, it isn't. And to be very honest, I think the bombs were staged by the U.S. government to get the corporate media to report on them and not report on what the U.S. just did in Syria. So that when there is a response by Syria or Russia, the corporate media can say, oh, this is a provocation by Russia. We didn't do anything to deserve this. Russia just went off and did what they were going to do. This idea that Russia is now telling Syria it's time to start shooting down Israeli planes that cross into Syria's airspace, that is a dangerous escalation. And it's just the kind of open door the U.S. government would love to have a direct confrontation with Russia.
And you know how you can also tell that this wasn't a mistake? You know how you said turn down the volume and just listen to them talk? Listen to Samantha Powers and just listen. Just look at them. Just look at their faces, Samantha Powers and John Kerry, when they're talking. Samantha Powers, you could tell she is smirking. She is smirking. She is so, like, whatever, you know? This is whatever.
Okay. We seem to have a sudden problem on your phone line. We're getting a lot of AC.
Hello?
Home. Okay, there
Hello?
You are.
Hello?
Yes. All right. Anything else?
Did you hear me about how Samantha Powers was just smirking, right? How she said if you just turn down the volume and just watch her facial expressions when she's trying to explain herself about the airstrike, she knows.
Yeah,
it's not
she couldn't keep it off
she
her
knows.
Face. Yeah, she couldn't keep it off. Of course she knows.
Yeah. So does John Kerry, too. When you listen to him talk, he has this very cynical look on his face, like, so what? Like, what he said, no, Russia needs to tell Assad to stop attacking, when he's not even the one attacking. And that's the crazy thing about it. The whole narrative, it's almost like Bizarroville. You know, like the 1984. It really is, because since the population is so... You know, most of the population just dealing with their needs, so most of them work a lot. A lot of them really don't. I mean, it's real. I don't know. It's real. It is Bizarreville, because people actually believe, you know, like a lot of people still believe. Like you said, it's probably going to come to them like a Pearl Harbor, you know.
Well, I imagine they're trying to think of something that they can do that is going to be so big and shocking that the American people will just fall for the cover story. But dealing with an American public as skeptical as the current one, that's a very, very high-risk venture to try and pull that off.
Well, I appreciate the time, Mike, and you're doing a good job. You're doing a good thing. I just wish that more people really didn't have to work so much for their needs so they could have the leisure time to get to understand these topics like they should be understood.
You absolutely.
You are doing a good job.
But that's another reason. That's another reason to create an economy where people are working two and three jobs. I mean, Shakespeare said it in Henry the Fourth, parts one and two. Actually, in part two, when Henry the Fourth is advising Henry the Fifth on how to be a king, he said, "Make it your business to keep busy, giddy minds." In other words, keep the common people so concerned with their day-to-day life they can't pay attention to what the rulers are doing. John, we're going to have to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Donald Trump is speaking now, and he's hitting a very valid point. Following the bombings that took place in New York and New Jersey, he's saying basically that Obama and Hillary's immigration policy have opened our borders to potential terrorists. And he's absolutely right about that. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with your assessment on it. These were false flag events, government plan, no doubt about it. But, you know, I did notice in the video where Hillary was speaking out about the latest bombings that she seemed very slow, very controlled, very poised. I mean, she appeared to be somebody who was under the influence of some major drugs, probably to mask her Parkinson's signs. I did notice that today, but that's actually not what I'm calling on. I just saw another comical thing of the hoax on global warming, climate change, and that the Weather Channel had an article today saying about three shark attacks in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, yesterday. And the article after that said climate change is responsible, and we're going to see more shark attacks because of climate change. So I thought that...
Well, yeah, humor, I mean, they're out there pushing that. Actually, the more people who go in the water, the more sharks are going to show up. They follow the food. I mean, that's just common sense right there.
Yeah, it is. It's comical. But, you know, everything causes something. And anything bad, they're gonna try to tag it on to climate change, of course, you know. Just
which is amazing because we've already got snow all over the U.S. now, and we're still in September. It snowed in Yellowstone. Hey, remember, last June, we had snow over here on the top of the Big Island. And yes, during the winters, we get snow up there by the observatories, but not in June. We don't get snow in June in Hawaii.
Right, right.
Normally.
Hey, last question for you. Have you seen Snowden yet?
No, I haven't. Claire and I don't go out to theaters, and it's an issue with how Claire reacts to those really bad seats in the local theater. So we're going to wait for it to come on to cable, but I'm hearing nothing but good things about it from everybody who's not on a government paycheck.
Yeah, I will see it tonight. So if I call back, I will give you my review of that. See you.
All right. Okay. I would appreciate that.
Will do. Take care, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. Let's see. I'm being asked to mention that we do have a working Listen Live phone number. Apparently, we're actually maxing out the stream server for Republic Broadcasting, and so if you ever try and tune in and you're not getting a connection, there's 605-562-5111, and by the way, that number is displayed on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com during our show broadcasts. All right, let's see. David in San Francisco. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I've called you before about how Dick Cheney is behind ISIS, and his newest company is Cheney Oil Gas. Oh, I hear
okay, David, can you stay on the phone here? We got to do a quick station identification, and I'm going to come right back to you as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.